A Second-Hand Emotion by Cherry Potts. Ah, oh, I've been dancing and singing since morning. I came in from the market with all my bundles, feeling like Christmas, though that's weeks away yet. I shoved a tape in the old portable deck on the shelf above the kettle and sang along with Ella. Two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. And later, with Tyne Daly, rather louder, and what's more, baby, I can cook. There's hardly room to move in my cupboard of a kitchen, but I'm swaying and stamping and shouting the words like I have a whole dance floor. That's what you do to me. You know you make me wanna shout, yeah, shout, yeah, come on now. I don't eat lunch. I'm pigged out on testing cake mixture and fresh baked scones and the crust cut off the sandwiches. I've bought homemade jam and farm cream and special cheese, and I can hardly wait to see your face. You make me feel like dancing. You make me feel like dancing. I lay my tiny table with the tablecloth from the bring and buy at the school and put out my best china, bought from Jim the plates halfway down Market Street. He sells beautiful stuff, which doesn't match, but comes from posh once upon a time sets and isn't chipped. I put out sugar cubes in a bowl the colour of strawberry blancmange and balance the worn silver plate tongs on top and put the jam into dishes with lids. Sugar da 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 da, oh honey honey da 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 da, you are my candy girl. Ah, I look at the table. Ah, there's no room for the plates of food. What I really need is one of those dessert trolleys or a cake stand with tiers. And doilies. I have one doily, but I don't want to take the carefully arranged jam tarts off the plate to put a doily under them now. And I'm not sure it'll pass muster. I don't think it's clean. I put out napkins, but not in the rings that I keep on the mantel shelf. Napkin rings suggest I expect you to come back to use the napkin again. No, you need to understand this for the ironic gesture at tea with the vicar that it is. You could almost call it an installation. If this was Stoke Newington instead of the wrong end of Broad Oak. Having checked that Neil upstairs is out, I run a hot, hot bath and turn up the deck so I can hear it. One day he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. Getting dressed, I'm in West Side Story mode. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who isn't me today. Although pretty is stretching it, I think I look pretty good. I light the fire I laid before the bath, forward planning see. I usually end up with coal dust under my nails, but not today. Today is going to be perfect. It's got to be worth it. Though many people take second best, but I won't take anything less. It's got to be I fidget with the curtains, wanting them pulled to keep in the warmth, but the room seems smaller with that tall window smothered. And I love the almost dusk of the afternoon with the sulphurous yellow of the street lamp opposite making strange shadows. and I want you to see the welcoming glow of my lights. Lights! Oh, I glance at the single overhead bulb in its workaday metal shade. It seems a little harsh suddenly, drowning the amber flicker of the fire. I review options. Pull the bedside lamp in? Too intimate. No, it'll have to do. I compromise on the curtains, pulling them so that they don't meet, but the drafty edges of the window are covered. Satisfied, I settle down on the sofa, where I have a good view down the road so I can see you coming, and run down to open the door just before you ring. The view from this upper window is beginning to get me down. The cold comes off the glass like the Arctic tundra and stiffens my face, but I can't move away. I curl up, pulling the throw off the back of the sofa and wrapping it round my shoulders and across the lower half of my face. It's too stiff to be comforting, but gradually it creates a microclimate of body warmth trapped. It smells of long ago meals and spilt cough medicine. I pull my feet under it and rest my head on the back of the sofa so I can still stare down the street. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. Oh, my back hurts, and there are pathetic, trembling shivers running through me, like a small dog that wants to go home. Now, please. But I am home. I've nowhere to run to. There's a woman down on the street, child by the hand, waiting for the lights to change. He looks about 4, and he's pulling against her. I can't hear, but I can tell by the shape of his mouth that he's whining or grizzling. She jerks him sharply, almost yanking him off his feet. I raise my head, then can't be bothered. I lay my cheek against the sofa and look beyond her at the bus stop. The school kids eating warm pastries outside the baker's and the corner where the street market spills out onto the main road. They're starting to pack up now. Those who've sold all of today's fruit or who can't stand the cold any longer. The first stall's being trundled down to the lock-up under the railway. 2 men straining to keep it under control, ignoring the traffic lights, which are against them, nodding breathlessly at the indulgent bus driver who lets them across, then slides to a halt at the stop. The kids scuttle from the baker's to the bus, and I hear faintly cries of rage and laughter as one of them loses a half-eaten Danish in their hurry. I look at them all and then turn my head to look at the table, all set and waiting for you. I've let the fire go out. I didn't turn the tape over when it finished because I don't feel like singing now. Or dancing, because you aren't coming. I stare down at the scurrying street again, and I wish I could swap my life with anyone really. The kids on the bus, the market traders, even that 4-year-old with his angry mum. What would any of them give me for this life? My 2 rooms and a shared bathroom. My shattered expectations. If I were to push up the window and shout out my invitation, who'd take up the offer? I wouldn't. You haven't. I mean to get out to clear it all away, but my feet tangle in the throw, and when I come to, I've cut my chin on the broken teapot, and there's butter in my hair.